Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Whiston. Self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Before we begin, Lisa and Jackie would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and the places on which we record our podcast. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Sustainable You Podcast. It's the end of 2020. Can you believe it, Lisa?
Oh, my God. I thought the year would never end. Oh, what a roller coaster of a year. But, you know, here we are. Life's good.
I never thought we'd get here. I thought we would stay in winter forever. But no, sunny day.
It's like the 10-year winter from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
It was coming and then it stayed. But now, look, I'm looking out the window and it's a blue sky in Melbourne and I'm allowed to go wherever I want. So life is good.
I actually thought this episode would be good to have a bit of a recap. I feel like of what our 2020 Sustainable You podcast 2020 looked like, but also personally as well. I think it's always good to reflect back on our achievements through the year and to celebrate them and stuff as well. But also we got together at the start of last year. Oh, hang on, start of this year. I'm confused. And we wrote down, you know, a whole lot of things we wanted to achieve this year. And then we were on a roll, weren't we? I felt like we were on such a roll. We've had our amazing friend Fran from 17th Street Audio produce our podcast for us. And we're so grateful for her support this year. She's gotten so busy and popular that she's broken up with us. So we're really happy for you, Fran.
Oh, so get ready for some really shonky audio to come, guys. No, we'll be good. We're gonna take ownership and we're gonna be superstars.
Amazing. It's gonna be amazing.
We've achieved so much though.
We have achieved so much. And our first goal that we aim to achieve this year as a podcast was to actually release 20 podcasts. And we bloody did it.
We have done it. We are 21 right now as we speak. So that's super exciting. And gosh, we've come a far way though, like honestly, from when we started the year off not quite knowing where this year was going to go. And, you know, we just had a really bad summer of fires and I had a chat with my dad and I just remember feeling like really sad at the start of the year. And then, you know, 2020 happened as it happened, but yet like the growth that we've both managed to have this year has been quite phenomenal. We've become really good at finding guests and really getting into the nitty-gritty of what they can offer our community. And then the other major achievement is that we're now a fully fledged member of the Climactic Collective.
For people who don't know the background of that is that when we started this podcast, Lisa and I, our very initial discussion was, you know, have you listened to Climactic, which was probably for me, the only Australian podcast on climate change or anything that I'd heard of. And yeah, and now we're actually a very involved we're very involved members and a whole other core group. Plus there's that collective or that platform now has over 30 podcasters on that. So super, super achievement for us. Just a couple of busy working mums talking about ways to be more sustainable and that we're up there with people having conversations with politicians and it's crazy. It's crazy. Mark from Climactic said the other day that our podcast is like an easy open door step for people to start the process of thinking more sustainable.
Didn't he call us the gateway? We're like the gateway drug to serious climate podcasts. Is that what he called it?
We're the easy one-time hit and then you're hooked.
Well, I'm happy to be the gateway drug in that sense.
And then we've created our like social platforms. We get lots of engagement and stuff in there from people, and it's been a great year. But I wanted to quickly just do a little recap, because there's obviously things that this year has presented its challenges. But our aim for us personally by starting this potty was to for us to continue to grow. So I certainly know that. I've learned a lot from, we've learned a lot from each other, but also from the guests that we've had on. It prompted me to have this conversation with you, Lise, because I was asked the other day by someone I work with, because I'm described as the greenie, it's a bit of a, recycle queen, and, we'll tell people, oh, that doesn't go in that bin. And, we talk about that a lot at my work, not a lot, but, and one of the questions was asked was, how do you stay motivated, or what's the passion behind you, continuing on with this sustainability journey? Because it's not that easy. I mean, I could easily just chuck everything in one bin and walk away. But for me, and then I went on this big tangent about growing up as a child and all that sort of stuff. But really what it comes down to for me is realizing how simple life is when you take out all that other crap. And that's actually how I want to live. I just want to live a very simple life. And I tell you what, consumption is something that I don't find simple. I find it overwhelming. And that's probably been a big part of me staying in this sustainable kind of process, is because I just think I'm not overloaded with other stuff, so I can focus on the other things.
That makes total sense. Yeah, it's like finding that richness in simplicity. And I think the year being what it was, it took away the choice to sort of seek that out, because it forced it upon us a little bit to kind of stop what we were doing and reassess what was important in life. And in a way, it's probably opened up lots of people's eyes. I feel like there's also been a shift in the wider community, in that I feel like people are talking about climate change more, and there's more discussion around decision making for lots of different things. The businesses are starting to become more proactive with changing the way that they do their business operations and becoming, greener, whether that's a facade or it's real business decisions, is yet to be seen. But I don't know, I feel like there's a little bit of a shift in society, and that's been really pleasing, because it just means that the message that we keep putting out is something that more and more people are going to be open to receiving. And so, yeah, that's always been our aim, is to grow that community of people that just want to start doing some things themselves. And learn along the way with us.
Yeah. So do you want to share some of, just quickly, we want to keep this a shorty kind of one, some of your takeaways from this year, Lise?
Yeah, like when I think about where I've personally come this year, from the start of the year talking with my dad about the fires to, some of the interviews that we're doing these days, there's been a huge transformation in me. I think it started when I interviewed my boss, Mike, on active citizenship and using your power in democracy. Maybe soon after that, Jackie, you did your climate reality training. And I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like our episodes have taken an extra, they've got an extra level to them now. There's like that mindfulness of what the bigger picture is, as well as being really easy and tangible and things that people can do every day. So I don't know, I don't have a specific episode that I loved, but certainly some of the guests we've had on have been amazing and inspiring this year.
And I love that we just reach out to people and say, hey, you want to have a chat, and they're like, yep. Like, there's not really, I think we had one person this year we reached out and they were just like, oh, look, I'm too overwhelmed. So they were just like, I can't, but maybe next year. Like, but everybody's really willing and open to helping us grow, and then in turn helping, our SYP community grow. you know, I love all the interviews that we do because I do get a little bit, like I do get stuff out of them. But I actually love the ones that we do, Lisa, just the one-on-ones that we do with each other like this. I think that just because we have a good laugh and, but some of those real simple ones that we just, like the Swapsies one that we did and what we've watched, listened or read, you know, like, and even talking about greenwashing and stuff like that, you know, we do a lot of stuff on social media, but I think we go into more depth on podcasting, which is what I love. I love just sort of saying, oh, well, did you know this? And this is what I learned and being able to teach each other that sort of stuff. I get a bit nervous with the interviews, so I don't know why, but I often feel quite nervous, and maybe because I go on tangents and I think, oh, God, I've forgotten what I was saying. But I feel a lot more comfortable with you, as you know, and, you know, so I very much would like to continue that sort of format with us for next year as well. And we tried to do this year one with just us, talking about really basic stuff and then an interview sort of thing. So we kind of broke it up, which I think we sort of achieved. There was every now and then we didn't, but most of the time we certainly did.
Yeah. And you know, like if that's not, if what you guys want is more interviews or more of us, or if there is a specific topic or episode that you want from us, please reach out and let us know, because we want this to be accessible to everybody and useful. And not boring for people to, you know, tune out from. So please let us know. And even if there's other topics that we've done before that maybe you want to know a little bit more about, or there could be things that have changed in life or in the community, so we can revisit some of those topics too. So just let us know. Reach us via email, sustainableupod@gmail.com. or via our Insta or Facebook.
I'm probably better on the Insta or Facebook responding to you than I am on the emails, to be honest. I'm a little bit slow on it. But anyway. I would love to hear, Lisa, a little bit more about the work that you're doing with Climate for Change going forward in the future. We've got some episodes planned for next year, but one of the things that I'm doing personally is we're building a new house. So we're demolishing our current house and we're rebuilding a new house. So that's been a bit of a process for me as well, some new learnings of that. So that will flow into next year, and that will obviously flow into some of the conversations and podcasts that we release, and just in terms of...
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. As you mentioned before about the climate reality course that I did, I found that was really overwhelming, to be honest. I thought there was a lot of data. It was quite depressing, you know, all that sort of stuff at the time. But what I really gained from it was some of those connections that I was able to make, and to hear about some amazing things that businesses and people are doing, and to be able to connect with them. You know, I'm really keen next year as well to get some of those guys and gals on the podcast as well. And then one more thing that I was just able to say of a learnings for me is how very little clothing items I need. You know, not that I buy new dresses or anything like that much. You know, if you listen to our fashion episode back in start of 2019, you would know that I borrow a lot of my clothes, and I get a lot of secondhand stuff as well. But, you know, I've really focused on the process this year of simplifying more and more things. And that's just not my wardrobe, it's also the kids' wardrobe. Just having some standard, good quality items. And that's all we really need. And that for me, I find helps with my overwhelm, helps to minimize my overwhelm. Life is much more simpler when you don't have that many choices. And really, all we had in Melbourne when we were in lockdown for 11 weeks was whether I was going to get out of my pajamas or put on my activewear.
Yes, and that actually reminds me of my colleague Marta, who has some housemates, and between them in their household, they take it in turns to cook one meal for lunches for the week and one meal, like a separate meal, for dinners, and that they eat those two meals all throughout the week, and then the next week they change. So that's taking like minimizing choices to another level. We've had staff meetings about it going, what the hell? How do you live like that? But they said that they just get used to it and their stomachs get used to it because they know that every lunch is going to be the same and every dinner is going to be the same for the week and then they get to change. So it's kind of an interesting concept of like taking away the choices helps take away the stress.
You know, actually, that's pretty much what we do in my household too. We have the same thing.
What? You do not.
Yeah, we're pretty.
You have the same thing for dinner every night for the week.
No, but we will do leftovers. So we do two nights in a row.
Yeah, we do that too.
But not every week. You're right. But I think that's what also COVID has brought out in people is realizing, okay, I can probably eat what's in my cupboard. I don't need to, you know, like come to the degree where there was the, you know, the hoarders. But then there was also people kind of being quite creative and kind of going, right, well, if this is all I've got out of, you know, what I can get from my fruit and veg this week or, you know, this is all I've got in my cupboard, I can't get to the shop, well, I'll make do with it, you know, which I think has helped to minimise that food wastage as well.
Save dollars, save waste, save heaps.
Yeah.
For sure.
Lots of lessons
this year. I wonder what 2021 will bring.
It feels crazy to be saying 2021. Really does. 2021 will bring for me another child at school and it'll bring for you another child at school, Lisa. Woohoo!
Oh, hallelujah. I am excited.
Might be able to release a podcast episode every week.
Let's under-promise and over-deliver on that one. But, yeah, 2021 is going to be a big change for our households for sure.
Yeah.
It's exciting times.
It is exciting.
We'd like to extend our best wishes to our entire listener community. Thank you so much for your support and for your constant feedback, which is mainly positive, which is really lovely. We just hope that you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year and summer holidays. And Jackie and I... we'll see you again in the new year.
Yes, can't wait. And our final sign off for 2020, as always, we hope that we have brought value to your life and your world and helped you to become a more sustainable you.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at Sustainable You Pod, on Facebook at Sustainable You Podcast, or connect via email at sustainableyoupod@gmail.com. Episodes are created by Lisa and Jackie and produced by Fran from 17th Street Audio. If you appreciate the podcasting information shared, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening on iTunes, Jackie and Lisa would appreciate you giving them a 5-star rating and writing review to help other people find their podcast.